Well, this Sunday is World Homeless Day. We're no strangers to homelessness here on Cambridge 105 Radio. A special online event is being held by two of our local charities, Winter Comfort and Jimmy's. And I'm joined on the line by Melody Brooker from Winter Comfort and Barry Griffiths from Jimmy's. Very good afternoon to you both.
Hello there. Hi.
Hi. Let's just start with the fact that back when the pandemic happened, there was this huge initiative by the City Council and all the organisations involved to get everybody off the streets. Has, in the same way that furlough has ended, has that now ended as well? Where are we at? Let's start with you, Barry.
Yes, I believe that's actually ended now, and people have benefited it from pandemic, but unfortunately homelessness doesn't stop just because the pandemic's there. It still carries on, and people are returning to the streets, possibly in greater numbers that we need to talk about and have worked towards reducing. So, yeah, it's still out there. It's still prevalent with us, unfortunately.
Okay. And Melody, from the point of view of Winter Comfort, I guess, again, throughout the pandemic, you had to really change the way you operated. How are things at the moment?
That's right. As a day centre, we did have to really restrict numbers of people visiting due to social distancing. But we've been able to relax those restrictions now. So we are seeing an increasing number of people coming in and engaging with the services during the day. And I think one of the things that I've noticed possibly is that there seem to be a number of very vulnerable people coming in now. So those that are accessing services do seem to have quite extreme sort of mental health challenges and issues with addiction. So not more people and perhaps more challenging cases that we're seeing at the moment seems to be the case.
And presumably some of that can be directly, the finger can be pointed at the COVID situation, at lockdowns and things, because it had that mental health pressure, added that pressure to all of us, didn't we? We all felt the strain at some point. For some people, I guess, that's what's just been the straw that broke the camel's back.
That's right. It certainly hasn't helped. I think we've all experienced, as you say, different experiences of the lockdown, but increasing levels of anxiety is something that have been across the board. And definitely, I think the statistics show that nationwide levels of addiction have increased during lockdown and mental health issues too. And of course, our national health services are being squeezed. So it's a case that there isn't perhaps the support within that sector. And so people are less supported in some ways than they have been previously.
Okay, and as always, winter coming up. We always say that the problem doesn't go away during the summer, does it? It just the situation just changes slightly. Normally, this time of year, we'd be speaking to you because you'd be sort of gearing up, getting ready. We'd be starting to look at things like the severe weather emergency protocol, and all those sorts of things. Barry, what's the situation now? Are you gearing up for bigger numbers than last year?
Well, I think at the moment we just have to wait and see. You know, it certainly is going to be different this year because last year was a completely different arrangement with us.
True.
I can imagine that we will reach pre-COVID kind of numbers again quite quickly. That's how I feel. And I share Melody's situation about the fact that some of the people coming in may be a little bit more chaotic and a little bit more needing extra support than has been there before. That's how it goes. I think, you know, we're a people service as much as we label ourselves under homeless. We deal with people, and people have suffered over the past year, all of us, and the homeless community is no different there. So I think it's going to be a tough one. I think it will be stretching all of our resources, all of our pooled resources, all of our knowledge, all of our cooperation will be greatly needed this year.
And of course, money. And for both of you as charities, I guess fundraising must have been a trick over the past 18 months, 2 years. Because usually every time there's a fundraiser, it's people getting together to raise money for a cause, and we haven't been able to do that. So extra strain on your resources. And how are we doing with income?
I think certainly we found that our grants and trust income has been greatly squeezed this year, that there are more charities asking for money from a smaller pot, which is obviously we knew that was coming. From the community side, yes, it's still a challenge. We can't get out and see people the way that we would have done in the past. And even when it comes down to sort of corporate fundraising, which again is quite a big thing for both of our charities, people just aren't in the offices yet. Although people are allowed to go back to work, still most companies are working on a sort of restricted numbers. So things like the cake sale and the wear a silly jumper to work and those things just aren't happening the way they used to. So we're having to look at different ways of engaging with people, but it is a challenge, yeah.
Barry, how about for you?
Yeah, I think it's the same as Melody's just mentioned. It's going to be a unique year all round of us trying to rebuild and rebuild contacts and rebuild relationships and open up new ones as well as revisiting old ones. I think the community is still there. it's up to us to go out there and perhaps, as Melody said, rearrange ourselves, revisit ourselves. How can we best present stuff? How can we offer different opportunities, perhaps, for fundraising? The community still wants to support us, I'm certain of that. But I think, you know, we need to actually get out there a bit more in terms of our novel approaches and offer people a lot more options.
Okay. Right, now we've got World Homeless Day coming up on Sunday. It's a chance for us all to focus a little bit on the situation across the country. You've got this online event. Melody, tell us about that.
Yes, I thought that it would be a good opportunity for us to really just talk about what has happened, where we are now, what the challenges are that we face and what's being done. I think one of the things that certainly the pandemic has taught us all within the sector is that partnership working is so key. And we have, I think, made great strides in moving forward with doing that really effectively. And I think we want to address the concerns that people have when we see people on the streets. It's very easy to assume that there isn't help out there or, you know, what's happening? How can I help this person best? And I think that this is a chance for us to collectively talk to people in the community and say, well, this is what is being done. And this is what you can do. And if you've got any questions, now is the time. So myself and Barry and our colleagues, Donna Louise Cobbin, who's a services manager at Winter Comfort, and Mark Allen from Jimmy's, but also crucially, Vicky Knighton, who leads the street outreach programme. So she's another really key figure within the picture here. So the three organisations are coming together to answer those questions. And we hope that it will be a really effective way of getting the message out to people. Reminding people the situation is still very serious, but that we are working hard to overcome the challenges.
Right. So this is something that people perhaps who've just got a passing interest might just want to just touch base with, but also people who are perhaps wanting to get into the sector because this has touched nerves with people. There is a will, as you said, there is that community out there, and particularly in Cambridge, there are people who just want to help.
That's right. But people don't always know the best way to do it. And I think that's what's really key. We are talking about a vulnerable part of the community, and there is often a temptation to sort of be quite hands-on as an individual with sort of supporting people that you see on the street. And it's not always the right thing to do. But there are lots of different ways that people can get involved with all of our organisations. And of course, Jimmy's and Winter Comfort aren't the only two. There are lots more in the city, and we do all work together very well. There's a lot of support out there. So it's really talking in this event about how we bring it all together, how we do work together, and if people, as you say, want to get involved, how best they can do that to make the most impact.
Okay, now who's got the details of the two of you? Who's got the details of how to find this on Sunday evening and what to do? Melody, it sounds like you.
I think it's me. So,
no offence, Barry.
I'm happy to be here now.
I am the woman in the know.
Indeed.
So we are advertising the event via Eventbrite. It's going to be an online event, as we said, just between 6 and 7. We know that Sunday evening is a precious time and we don't want to take up everybody's entire evening. So just an hour-long event, free to attend. You can find the details on Eventbrite by just typing in the search function, homeless support in Cambridge, and the event will pop up. But if you go to the Winter Comfort website, you will also see it on our news and events page. So that's wintercomfort.org.uk. On the news and events page, you'll find the link to sign up. So please do sign up. A few more places left to fill.
Fantastic. All right. So that's Sunday evening, 6 till 7, free to sign up via Eventbrite or go to wintercomfort.org.uk. You'll find it in the news section there. It sounds like we're just, again, just getting ready for this tidal wave that we talk about every year. I do hope it doesn't happen. I do hope, even if it does happen, that the measures are in place. Looking ahead to things like Christmas, and have you got those plans in? Can people start getting boxes of things ready for you, Barry?
Absolutely. We're always constantly thinking about Christmas at Jimmy's. I'm sure. I think it's an important time of year. I just wanted to add to what Melody said. I wanted to pick up on the fact of, do you know what, the unity of purpose of the services is probably stronger now than I've even known it over the amount of years that I've been with Jimmy's. We need to build those firmer relationships between us. We need to really understand how we're going to support the people on the streets that need our support. And we're coming together. We're coming together a lot closer than we probably have been in the past, which is a great thing, but also the fact that we're only as good as a community that supports us. So if you're behind us, we know that we can go on and do the things that we need to do. And what we're trying to do, highlighting this event, is these are the things we've got, some things that we need your help on. These are the things that you need answers to, which we're trying to provide. So let's build it all together. Let's do it together as a community, as well as the services that are running across. And yeah, turkey for Christmas, if the economics allow us, would be wonderful.
Don't wish for too much. Right. So that event, Sunday evening, 6 o'clock till 7, through Eventbrite. It's been lovely to catch up with you both. I wish you well. Let's hope we're panicking. Let's hope we're just thinking bad thoughts. And let's hope this year is actually a much easier year. I'm sure, as you say, with the support from the community around Cambridge, we'll get there. We'll be fine. But for now, Melody Brooker from Winter Comfort, Barry Griffiths from Jimmy's, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
Thanks so much. Thank you.